Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before he gets a foot on the boat, we put him into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide he steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell him what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. We've been maximizing synergistic opportunities for upwards of 30 years, me and Nick. Together, we have created a business empire that rivals that of Elon Musk, Tony Schiavone, Bill Paxton, all these great and intrepid capitalists.
Yes.
And we are finally going to put that to the test as we hire some more goons for our basically paramilitary meat empire.
Yes.
Is that how you describe it?
I would loosely describe it as that. Yeah, like what we're here to do.
We really need to have paramilitary in there somewhere because I need people to know. Yes. Are you working for a meat company that sells certified grade A prime Wagyu? Yes. But you do need to stay strapped.
But you got to
keep that thing on you, dog.
You show up for like your first day and it's like, hey, so we do have a company uniform. So we're obviously going to pay you for that. So don't worry about it, or we're going to pay for it. But
yeah.
So here's the polo. It's just a nice pair of Dockers. Here's your 9. You're going to want to hold on to that. Here's your holster for that. Make sure it's always on your hip at all times.
If you don't, you can go to HR. If you don't want to hold it on your hip, we can get you an under the shirt holster. We can get you a back holster. We have holsters. Boot, whatever you want to put it. You just got to make sure you got that thing on you.
Yeah, at all times. I'm sorry. I don't know exactly. I'm not security. No.
There's no bullets in the gun. I'm sorry. You're not done with the uniform yet. That's just for show. This you do need to, and it is a sword.
Yeah.
What is our thing? Okay. We can't do swords. That's a crazy 88. We can't do guns because guns is overplayed. We can't do fruit because the final boss has the fruit. So what is going to be our, like, what's our thing when you see him pull it out? You're like, oh, that's one of Nick and Cody's boys, you know?
Is a mace just too, it's just not a great weapon, but I wouldn't mind.
I think a mace is a good weapon, but it's not easy to transport. You want our boys to
and
roll
it's
into
so
a club?
Pokey. There's not like a good holster for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like
so
that.
Pokey.
If they're just rolling into the club for a good night, we still want them to represent their set. But
well,
like,
sure.
We don't want
crossbows
to carry
too big.
Crossbow's too big for your
crossbow's
sure.
Way too big. Do we just want to do staffs?
Staffs like, seems fun. What about like old English longbows?
I would. I'm thinking that, like, you know how they have like the like kind of telescoping. So it'd be one of those where like it's only like if it's just on your hip, it kind of just looks like it's like a 4-inch pipe.
Oh yeah, so kind of like one of those batons for like people who are hard of seeing, so they can like stretch it out. But ours is like a like a Darth Maul kind of.
Yeah, it's like a
boop boop.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
yeah,
a Darth
then you get bow staffed?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty badass, actually, because you'll know when our boys roll through because everyone's just bludgeoned to death.
Right.
Not enough gangs do pure bludgeoning.
You're going to get whacked a lot. It's going to hurt. Like, our boys are hurting people.
Why don't you guys use your guns? It seems like cruel and torturous. Like, you're not actually killing anyone. You're just severely maiming them. Yeah, that's kind of our calling card.
Kind of what we do, though. The gun actually doesn't have any bullets. I figured at some point, like, maybe it's like, oh, every year I work there, I'd get like one bullet in the chamber just to, you know, prepare my for worst case scenarios. Never happened. Not even once. There's no bullets in here. I just have this sick double-sided bow staff.
Which is badass. But the problem is we're just leaving a trail of like bitter people in our wake. So many people want revenge, dude.
Very rarely are we taking out an entire set. We've just really hurt a lot of people. But in a good solid like 6-month recovery time, they are back to health. And we got to figure that out.
Fuck it. That would be so cool though. Like if you're at a club and you see some people about to get in a fight, one guy's like, what you gonna do about it? And he like pulls out a knife, and then some like a group of 5 people to pull up bow staffs and start doing like kung fu shit. It's like, dear God, like run, knife man, run.
Yeah. Oh, I've never seen it. That's the thing, is I feel like it's just a lot of like, I ain't seen that before. So these guys, they must be wild with it.
Here's the thing that's cool about bow staffs too, that you have to be aware of. Anyone on earth, if you give them a bow staff, we can all do anyone. Instinctually, you can do like an easy flip and put it under your arm.
Yep.
Right? Not hard. But if someone does that to you in a bar, you have no idea to gauge how good they are with that bow staff. And you have to assume very, because they have one.
Yes, that
I've no never seen just... someone. No one's whipped out a bow staff, and I've instantly thought they don't know how to use that.
To be, because to be fair, like I mean, you know, you live in a state that's completely open carry. So
yeah,
a that's terrifying. But also, it does mean any old asshole can have a gun. I'm not.
I see. I've been in a subway, and there's a guy in front of me who had four guns.
Right. You're like, I don't even think you really know what to do.
No, I think, at no point did I ever think that I couldn't whoop that guy's ass.
Right. But if one dude just like, you kind of chest pop someone, you're like, fuck you, dude. And he's like, whoa, whips out that bow staff. I'm like, you know what, man? I'll get you.
I got you. I'm sorry, man.
What are you sipping, my guy? Let me grab you that drink, dude. Cause I don't need to take that. I don't need to risk this.
No, not for the biscuit.
There is the recognition too. You're like, this is just going to hurt a lot.
Yeah, even if he's not. Yeah, there's like, no. I'm not worried I'm going to die. I'm going to wish I died.
Right.
It's going to hurt so bad.
Probably like a busted femur. I mean, it's a
busted kneecap.
Yeah.
Oh. And no matter what, even if you block a hit with a bow staff.
Yeah. Way to go. Yeah. Oh, you threw your arm up. Oh, great. You shattered your forearm. Good job. Yeah.
And you just love. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about here. If you're running a criminal organization, what are the most important positions to be hiring for? And here we have in the group D, so meaning group A, group B, group C have already happened. Go listen to those if you haven't already. But once again, we take our 16 topics, we send it to our bracketologists, they kick it back to us. And here's what we got in group D. We got that 3 seed, middle management, going up against the 14 seed, putty person. Then we have your 6 seed, your bodyguards, going up against the 11 seed, exotic assassins. Cody, where do you want to start?
Oh, let's start with bodyguard and exotic assassin. Let's do that. How about?
Okay. So the way I'm kind of seeing this is like the exotic assassin is that situation. Backs are a little bit against the wall, right? Yeah. Our cleaner went out and got, right?
And got, didn't come back.
Didn't come back. So now we know we're like, oh man. So now we're going on to the old Craig's. We're going on the LinkedIn of criminals.
We got to outsource. We got to outsource this one from our lovely friends overseas.
Yes. So now we are typing into the LinkedIn of criminals and just going through resumes. Like,
what exotic assassin do you want to show up? We got to kill John Wick. What do you send?
Yeah. I mean,
here's the thing. If it's John Wick, we can't seduce him.
No.
Because I know.
That's not going to be it.
There's this lady in India. She's a belly dancer, right? But she does the belly dancing, but her jingly jangles on her wrist. They release a poisonous gas when she wants them to. So she tries to get up in there and you're like, oh my God, look at me. This is just a dance. This can't be deadly. It's deadly as fuck, bro.
Yeah. But John Wick's going to like walk right.
He'll see right through that.
He'll walk right by a belly dancer. He'd be like, easy. Oh, you might not. He's not going to kill him, but he's going to be like, that's weird that you're here, but I'm going to guess this is nothing. Like he's just going to keep moving. I'm going to go to Russia.
Okay.
And I'm going to grab me. I want ballet dancer, but who uses throwing knives.
Oh, that's pretty badass.
Like, so it's like as the movements are happening, it's kind of like on her, like her tutu is like under it, is just little knives.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, bing, bing, just getting people with them, you know?
Nice. Again, John's dodging them.
I love exotic assassins also have to have a very cool other profession.
You can't, first of all, you can't just be assassin.
No. Yeah, you're also just like, you are like the butcher. Like if you're called if I'm looking down at the criminal LinkedIn and I'm like, oh, the butcher, you are also a butcher.
For sure.
But you do handle that meat cleaver strong, you know,
strong style on it.
That's like their title. It's always there. Whoever it is. It's like, hey, I think it's time to call in the ballerina. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's about that time. You know, like it's always the name of whatever their profession is how you are known in the criminal underworld.
I want Big Jim to do it. I'm going to go down to Arkansas, get my boy Big Jim. He's a hog farmer down there. He's 6'8", 360 pounds, 4% body fat, and doesn't use a weapon.
It's just hands.
It's just hands,
He's
dog.
Like, you don't get these hands,
you don't get these hands, boy.
They rated E for everyone, okay?
Everybody gets these hands, my dude. That's who I'm calling in. Because he's not subtle. Like, if I'm calling in my exotic assassin, it's because my cleaner failed.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got it.
I've tried subtlety.
Yes, right, right. You had your cool leather jacket guy just roaming through, just about to like kind of do it on the sly, get it over with quick. Nope, John Wick got the drop on him. So now it's like, yeah, give me the big guy. No, the guy who's the murderer. I want the guy who looks like the murderer. He should go kill John Wick then. Like, that's who I need.
We just need to convince John Wick not to shoot him. That's my problem.
Right. The thing I like about Exotic Assassin, if you are an Exotic Assassin, A, it means you're at the top of your game. How great is that?
Yeah,
I love that you also get to set your own rate. Like, this is because you get the call, right? You're Big Jim, and you get the call. It's like, hey, the FCP meat factory is calling. They need some assistance to
a 1,000 hogs, wink. And he's like, oh, yeah, they need the hogs. Yeah. Got it.
He's like, what? Who am I selling the hogs to? They're like, John Wick. He's like, yeah, you're probably gonna need about 10,000 hogs, and then I could probably make it happen. You know, like it's just like that. Where you're I'm gonna set the rate on this one.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things, and then they get a text back. I mean, if you can deliver it to Wick, we'll pay you 20,000 hogs. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
All right. So for bodyguards. All right. So obviously bodyguards are important because I think like initially I'm like I kind of want beefy guys.
No.
But then there's the part of me, like, do you want like some like Conor McGregor guys, like four Jet Lees, you know.
Here's the way I'm thinking of my bodyguards, right?
Okay.
I have the final boss, I have the clean, I have all these men in my organization. My daily bodyguards, I kind of want them to be a little bitch. I kind of want whoever's fucking me like beat their ass because the first time, and then they're like, oh, I'm gonna kick your ass. I'm like, no, we'll settle this like gentlemen, like let's play the game now, right? Like,
I see.
You think you got to me. You
right.
Think
he showed up at the club that you're at. Your bodyguards stand up to him.
They get waxed. But when he comes into the VIP, he expects me to be like running. And I'm sitting there. I'm pouring myself a little shot of mezcal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. And he's like, oh, I killed your bodyguards. I'm like, oh, yeah. Those assholes?
Yeah,
what?
No.
You think I'm going to bring my A-team here? Bro, we haven't even done the exposition yet.
Yeah, dog, this is the first act.
This is the first act.
Of course you found me. I did it. I wasn't moving. You have gone through no tribulations yet. There's no way. You don't even want to kill me yet. This would be too easy. This would even be fun for you, right?
That's the energy I'm trying to take with my bodyguards. Because I want my real bodyguards, the final boss. So we haven't even introduced her yet.
Right. Yeah. She's still in the condo.
I fired the fruit guy, by the way. He would not use the clementines, and I needed to know what they were for, and he wouldn't spill. So I got rid of him.
Yeah. You're like, hey, all right.
So I'm just going to
grab this belly dancer. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I went and got the ballerina. I liked her more.
Oh, yeah.
So I
do like that. You're right. I also like that just means like, once again, we could just like go to any bodyguard service, like the bodyguards, like when you're ever watching a sports match, right? And you have the people on the field, right? That are in like the yellow jackets and stuff.
Exactly.
And then like, but it's like people rush the field and those people are like, hold their arms out like, oh no.
Yeah, exactly.
How'd you get past me?
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh, I don't know. I don't get paid enough for this shit. So
exactly. That's the energy I want for my first level bodyguards. So what are you going to do with yours?
I think I'm a big meaty men guy.
Okay, big meaty men.
I think I'm a big meaty
like
man guy. But also, the problem with having big meaty men is eventually I'm going to want to get carried a lot. Like, they're going to, like, have to, like, carry me once because I got too drunk and they'll just, like, pick me up. But then I'm going to be like, yeah, we're going to do that a lot more, you guys. You are going to start carrying me around like a baby because that. I just get like some dude who's like 6'8", just jacked. And I get a custom baby Bjorn and I just sit in front of him.
Hell yeah.
And I just tell people what to do.
You sit in the basket on his back like that dude from Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah.
It comes. I got to lock an exotic assassin because I want my bodyguards at level on the first act. Bodyguards, they're a joke.
Yeah. No, you're
there. I only have three bodyguards out there so you can kill them and I can hit you with a quip when you come in.
Right. And no matter what, even if I do have big beefy, like you're right. These are, and we're about to talk. They're like a level above putty person. Like they will maybe get one punch in, but that's the one like John Wick's like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Oh, no. Oh, I hate bleeding my own blood, you know?
I hate bleeding
and
my
then it's
own
like,
blood.
Now it's over for you. Now you are dead. That was dumb. You shouldn't have hit him. You should have ran away. All right. Yeah. So next up, so we'll move Exotic Assassin on. Next up, we have middle management going up against Putty Person. So middle management, this is in any movie, right? I mean, if you're talking about your mafia movies, if you're talking about John Wick, any of these movies where you see there's the boss, there's clearly the right-hand man, but then there's just like three other dudes who are just sipping alcohol. They're not, you're like, what are they? They never go out. They're not like.
Yeah. When shit starts happening, you never see them fighting. You right. never see them again. They're always near the boss and they're just drinking alcohol.
Like, it literally seems like they are just to be like your own. Like, this is just extra human shield. This is just more meat to get in the way. I just hire paid. Is this. So do you think this would just be like your middle management group is literally just like the homies that you're like Alex, Brad, you're like, hey,
I'm making a lot of money
in this meat business. Do you guys
started
want to
from the bottom? Now we're here. Yeah. Right. Like, these are my homies that I hired. They don't, I was thinking that are also, maybe they are just like middle managers. Maybe they're the ones that like when the bride comes in and she gets a hold of this guy and she's like, where is Cody and Nick? And he'll be like, I don't know. But I don't know if you know this. I think it's horse.
Yeah.
I think it's horse.
I'm not. I actually went and had Wagyu in Japan. Did not taste like what we're putting out there. I'm going to be honest. I did not. It does not taste the same to me. Gamey. I don't think we're selling the right stuff.
And every time the guy shows up in shipping and he they'll be like, hey, so how was the shipment today? He's like, were there any problems with the shipment? He always goes, nay, no problems. And that. He says it every time. That's something.
And there's always a fun little smile between the two guys. And I'm just like, that's weird. It's not a good joke. Like, why would you say that?
The only reason this joke makes sense is if it's horse.
If it's horse. So I don't know. That's all I'm saying. You do you, though.
And yeah, like, exactly.
So, or you have your Putty Person, which is clearly, once again, this is your first wave. These are the first guys. They're all gone. They're about to get got very quickly. It is important. This is a very important part of the organization, though, right? Because if you don't have them, then John Wick just gets to you faster, right? The bride just gets to you faster.
You gotta, dude, okay. I can't expect anyone to be able to take John Wick at 100%. I need you. You guys are just there to get him working on his cardio. I need this guy breathing heavy. If he's not sweating, if he's not bleeding a little bit by the time he gets to me, I'm fucked.
I'm screwed. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm not here to fight John Wick. Let's be clear about that.
Yes.
So I need him pretty much beaten down so I can just kind of take some shots at him
from
cover. That's what I'm providing to the
team. I'm expecting a fair fight with a very injured John Wick.
Yes.
And I need you guys to make this happen.
Yeah.
So that's what they're for. That's what putty people are for.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
If you
want to be a putty person, by the way, because if you qualify for the putty level, you get punched once, just stay down.
Yeah. Exactly. Like it's like, hey, you did exactly. Hey, now his knuckles hurt just a little bit. There's no incentive for you to go further than just like get down. Hey, take your punch, get out of here. Do you think this is a pretty well-paid position in the organization? Like, from the standpoint, is like, we are saying definitively, hey, you know what you are.
Nick, it's $27 an hour, but it is part-time. And the benefit package isn't as good. You do have medical and dental, but, like, the copay is a little worse. It's just not as good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of like you said, hey, you might die. That's part of it. I think that's a good life insurance plan because of that.
Yeah.
But... it's like also
and,
like,
and this is also entry level. Like we're not trusting you in a full-time position yet.
Yeah. So it's like, take your hits, get knocked out, come back to work the next day, you know? Like, we're not going to be able to, no, I think you're right. Yeah. It's like, hey, it's good for entry level, right? Like in your local town, it would be for having no education experience necessary.
Yeah. But if you show up the next day after John Wick comes through and whoops that ass, and I'll be like, oh, hey, I'm giving the speech and everyone got their ass whipped.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
the big corporate speech, you know, the boss. Yeah. Like, hey, guys, I know we took a loss.
I know we took a big fat L yesterday and you guys got wicked left and right. Yeah. Which one of you is the one that did bite him, though? You? You're full time, baby.
You're on second wave now.
That's what I like to see. I like it when you get a. You bit him.
You did. Hell yeah. That was wild. That is a wild thing to hear. Yeah, no, you're up. You're getting full time. You're up second. I think we talked about second wave in group C. I think that to me is where second wave comes in. It just means you got full-time promotion off of putty. Like it's
exactly. You get the full-time benefits.
So now it's like, hey, now you're actually going to work a little bit harder though. Like you've earned your keep here.
Yeah, you're getting $32 an hour. We pay well. I can't emphasize this enough.
Yeah, I think I got to go
We're making that Wagyu money.
This is what, because middle management, once again, I do think this is a lot of my friends, mostly.
Yeah.
And I think this, as much as I'm happy to pay my friends, I do not necessarily trust them in a criminal empire situation.
Yes, agreed. You know, I got to go with putty person. These are the people, these are, you know what? Maybe 85% of them aren't going to make it, but 50% of these people are going to be very important, key members.
I mean, if you think about an organization like McDonald's, right? What is the most important person is not the CEO. It's the person who's making my Big Mac.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that dude is important because there's more of them. They actually know what they're doing. They're handling their business on the, like without having a good core group of this.
Yeah.
Your organization's not good. Oh, wow. You're really secure, like up at the top with all great knowledge. Okay, great. We need people to do the work.
Absolutely.
I'm not here to form the horse meat patties and, you know, and take that ground horse meat and turn it into Wagyu patties. I don't have time
for that.
I have to make these other big decisions, I guess. Mostly it is me scrolling criminal LinkedIn. It is me spending a lot of time on criminal LinkedIn, just like,
dude,
I wonder
if Mel Gibson and Danny Glover show up and start blasting, I need you here.
Yes.
I don't need my middle management. I need my putty people.
Yep, exactly. And don't worry, you're not going to get asked questions either.
Dude, and no, you get hit. You get hit from Joe Pesci, he hits you with a spinning elbow, and then he's going to hit you with a funny one-liner? What are we complaining about? Yeah, you had to eat a bow.
Right. That could have happened on a Saturday night out at hanging out at the bar, you know?
And you're getting paid.
But you're getting paid to do that. Yeah. So we have here putty person going up against exotic assassin. My biggest problem with exotic assassin is that they aren't part of the company.
Yes,
you know?
I can't trust them.
Yeah, it's like I don't even know if it's trust, because I do think for them at the end of the day, they're mercenaries. It is about the money. This is all they care about.
Yeah.
So I'm not too worried about them flipping on me or anything like that.
I'm more worried that, like,
unless they are the arch rival of the hero. And then it's more about like a respect thing. So now I'm like, hey, I don't need you to like have an honorable fight. I'm not paying you to put the tutu of knives down and take him one-on-one because it's for respect.
Dude,
no.
I can already tell you what's going to happen. It's going to fucking suck. We're going to hire the ballerina because on paper, her resume is spotless. This girl's got it all. She left out a detail. She knows John Wick. So when she's coming to John Wick throwing knives, he's going to catch one in his teeth. They're going to make eye contact, make passionate love.
Yeah.
On top of all my putty people, they're not dead, but they're basically dead.
Yeah, basically.
And then they're going to win. And now you didn't do anything. You just did. And as we know, if you have sex in a movie, you get full health.
Yeah. Yeah. You're back up.
But
yeah.
Right,
so now he's
coming at me.
Literally, you did the opposite of what I needed.
I hired you to kill John Wick.
And then there's really nothing. That's the other part I hate, is that I don't have any legal ramification that I can't go to court and be like, hey, this was a negligent employee. Okay. This employee did not do their work. And so I can't, like, I'm stuck
so now,
here just being like, it was a contractor who just was like, yeah, I don't want your money.
Yeah.
Like,
so now I got to kill her too. You know how hard that's going to be?
Yeah.
I hired her because she was the only one to kill John Wick.
Yeah. So now I'm screwed. Yeah. So that's the thing, is I feel like as much as I would enjoy scrolling through.
Yeah.
Criminal LinkedIn and just seeing all the goods.
It'd be great.
You know, it's also just going to be one of those things where, yeah, you don't work for us. You're not down. You don't care to keep this organization going.
In this economy, I can't afford to pay.
And also,
like
you
that.
Might just walk away if the fight goes too long and you're just like, ah, yeah, he's better than me.
Yeah.
I'm
not expecting you to die for me. I don't even know you.
Right. As much as I want you to, it's like, no, you really could just be like, hey, John, hey, I'm going to stop this fight. You're awesome. Like,
I prefer that, because please don't sleep with him. Anybody, if you're in a John Wick situation, do not sleep with him. He gets full health. And that goes for the bride, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, 100%. That's
100%.
You have to let them, like, if you're going to call it.
Just nod. Just silent, like, nod.
Yep. Be like, hey, you're great. I'm going to head out. Like, because if I swear, can you write it? Do you think when you, because obviously there's like legal contracts. We do have to have them signed. That's just to, that's for accountability purposes.
That's just for everybody.
That's just, you got to have that on file. And do you put a clause in there? If found out that you made love to Hero,
I do.
You owe me the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm
not talking refund. I'm talking you pay me.
Yeah, like that's what I need.
I think I'm going putty people, dude. You have to have them. You need nameless. And we also need hundreds of them.
Right. And here's the thing I love about a putty person is at the end of the day, this is an organization where you can work your way up. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah, maybe you just started out low level, you know, working the docks part-time. But look at you. You bit the Hero.
You bit him.
Love that move.
I love that energy so much.
You got promoted. You clearly showed some great management skills. So we kept moving you up. Now look at you. Now you're the fall guy. Cause you're going to be the fall guy. You're a putty person. I can't have you like right hand manning this, but
not yet,
but I can have you go to fall guy pretty quickly.
Yeah. I got to go with putty person, man. The exotic assassin, there's too many risk factors.
Yeah. As much as you want to believe it. And let's be clear, in the pantheon of cinema, the exotic assassin, not as great. They generally get it whooped a little bit. Sure, they
it's a cool fight. It's a cool fight, but it's...
But they haven't really ever stopped the fight. So, like, what am I doing here?
I'd pay money to watch John Wick seduce Big Jim, though.
Just... You're like, wait, Big Jim was gay? No, that's what's crazy. He wasn't.
Hey, man, after that, I can't even be mad.
It was just passion. It was just pure passion, man.
When two men are that good at their craft, I'm not going to say anything else besides what I'm about to say, but me and Nick have done this show a long time together, and we're both experts at our craft. And the way that makes each other feel about each other, I'm not going to say.
But you can figure it out for yourselves, folks. Just two men who love each other and just see the greatness. And it's like, I want to experience that in all of its forms.
That's what we're saying.
That is it, folks. Putty Person, the final contestant in our final four that we will be having on Friday, our Group D champion. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about Chaboys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe. So we're showing up in your feeds. And then also give us those 5 stars wherever you can.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a 16-team tournament you'd like to see, well, God dang, you can email that to us. It's right there. FriendlyCompetitionPodcast@gmail.com. Slip in there.
Slide on in. As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro outro music. You want to hear more of their stuff and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard and replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. Final Four Friday coming up. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Luna. See you on the boat.